WSHIT and Time Life Classic Music present 33 Willie Live. All your favorite 33 Willie songs in one 8-track cassette or two vinyl albums. Yours now for only $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. Who could forget classics like Slide? Sunny Side Up.
Here we go now, Sunny Side Up.
Sweet, Sappy, Soul, Sunshine, Shit, or whatever that was called. And who doesn't get chills when you hear the classic rendition of Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name of? That's right, Brian Green, Mike, and Dan are back in the saddle with, live from Tim's house, the 33 Willie Lost Tape Collection. Hurry up and take action before this cassette goes back in the vault forever. 33 Willie, the best band that almost made it to their fourth show. Call now, 661-BEST-2-YO. That's 661-BEST-2-YO for your copy of 33 Willie live from Tim's house. $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. Two albums, one cassette, or two 8-tracks available now on Time Life Music. Get your copy today. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
So shout out to, they made it over their 100 episodes. Way to go. The Commercial Break. Nice going. The Commercial Break podcast show. Show podcast podcast. Anyway, The Commercial Break. Go check it out. They do a great job. Have a great show. And they made it past 100.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
It's difficult. Yeah. It's tricky.
It
you
is.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch the buoys. Red right return. Or whatever they say when you're driving the ship. You gotta be careful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, but and you gotta be careful around
can
the drinking.
Be done.
That's when it happens.
Well,
that's when it happens.
True. We've done a ton of that. So we navigated yes. those waters just fine.
We did. I think mainly you just go, well, if I get drunk if I get this drunk, we're gonna have sex. But if I get this drunk, it'll never happen.
It's a great song, I know you all know it.
Oh, now that sounds like it.
All right.
This is it. We can
There's
play.
There's a woo.
We're okay.
There was a woo.
There was a woo. there was a woo.
Because or was it the dog?
No, there was okay. a woo because someone, once they recognize the song, I think
then
they go,
they're like, yes.
Yeah, and they go, oh, that shitty band is now playing a song we actually like. Oh, now they play something we like. Oh, that 33P, they're cooking now. They're on fire.
They are, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You make the next call. You want Sugar Boy? Sugar Boy or Sappy Sweet Soul Sunshine? Which modern classic would I like to hear first?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The Commercial Break! I'm Brian Green, this is Kristen Oadley, and...
Happy holidays!
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there on the yes. podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on another episode of The Commercial Break. We were just laughing hysterically because our production designer, Astrid, and our lean, mean crew of staff over here has now taped a sign to the wall that says selfie, 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 selfie.
Take the selfie.
Yeah, it's, you know, the YouTube game is a complicated one. You got to pull a lot of levers and pull. We're above 1,000 subscribers. I do have to say that. Thank you to everybody who's subscribed on the YouTube channel. We certainly do appreciate it.
Is that more than Frankie B?
Yeah, I think no. He's at like 1,800 now, or maybe even 2,200.
I think we boosted.
I think we did. He hasn't put out an episode in months, and I wonder if we might have scared Frankie off.
I don't know.
Maybe his feelings got hurt. Maybe he was like, "Oh, I don't want to be made fun of all the time." I don't know. I'll reach out. There's a campaign. I'm not saying a word to you, Frankie. Anyway, selfie, so that we can get this thumbnail. We can up our thumbnail game on YouTube.
Okay.
Well, we took a picture of me with my arm around Hoadley.
I was leaning in.
Yeah, that should satisfy the when do they fuck crowd. Which episode do they have sex? I'll watch that one. It's a question we get a lot, actually.
Keep them guessing.
Yeah. But it's a question we've been getting a lot for a long time. It's not like the podcast made that any different. Yeah, a lot of people are like, so.
It's hard to believe, I guess, that a man and a woman, I mean, it's like When Harry Met Sally kind of thing.
That's
like,
right.
Can they be just friends?
I believe we can.
Yeah, we've done it.
We've done it.
Now.
Yeah, I'm not going to fuck
it's
you now.
It's not changing now. Yeah.
I'm not going for it now. Yeah. I'm not going for it now. And that stands true with a lot of the friends that I have that are female.
You have a lot of girlfriends.
I do.
And I have a lot of guy friends, actually, too. So it's, yeah. Just our personalities.
I think you can navigate those waters. I think you can navigate those waters. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
It is.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Watch the buoys.
Red
right return. Or whatever they say when you're driving the ship. You gotta be careful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, and you gotta be careful around the drinking.
Be done.
That's when it happens.
True. We've done a ton of that. So we navigated those waters just fine.
We did. I think mainly you just go, if I get drunk if I get this drunk, we're gonna have sex. But if I get this drunk, it'll never happen. At least that's what I don't know. Anyway, but we have had friends. I'm not one to kiss and tell.
No.
Actually, I am one to kiss and tell. But I'm not one to kiss and tell now. But we have had friends where I didn't navigate those waters correctly.
Yeah.
And then it all went to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
It always goes to hell in a handbasket.
I subconsciously saw that too, and I was like,
The second the pantaloons come off, it's a whole different ball game.
And then
good luck navigating the waters. Then it's like trying to, I don't know.
Backtrack.
It's like trying to dock a celebrity cruise ship in a lake marina in the middle of a hurricane. It's tough.
God, I saw a story earlier today. I didn't read the whole thing, but it was something about a group of people had gotten together and bought a cruise ship.
Oh, wow.
Thinking they were going to make like a utopian community.
I remember this.
And the headline said was, it didn't go well. I was like,
they all ended up shitting on each other and no one knew how to drive the boat. And there was a guy who died a number of years ago, but his whole dream, and he raised a lot of capital for this and it never came true, but his whole dream was a floating country, essentially.
Okay.
And it was going to be the biggest boat that had ever been. It was going to have literally a landing strip on top of it, so commercial jetliners could land on top of it. So there was going to be an airport. There was going to be a city. There was going to be a part where you lived and a part where you visited. There was going to be like a whole – I mean, it was going to be 10 cruise ships.
Yeah.
And then also a big condo complex.
That Dubai?
They poured a bunch of sand in the middle of the water and made all these islands, and now no one lives there, and the property is incredibly expensive. Those people in Dubai, I got to give them credit, because I mean, they also did it on the back of like Afghani workers who were paid nothing, and it was a horrible situation. But the people in Dubai have done amazing feats of engineering.
They really have.
In a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thinking was, at least the king prince or whatever his name is of Dubai.
The
king prince. Let it be known. We shall build islands where there are no islands. We shall use workers who get paid no money. I don't know the story. I'm just a guy talking about shit on a podcast.
But what happened to the guy you were talking about?
He said, eventually the oil is going to run out.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the oil is going to run out. And we're getting there closer to it every single day. And we better have something else in place of it if the oil runs out.
True.
And so what him and his son thought up all of this together. They were like, we're going to have the best hotels in the world. We're going to have the best real estate in the world. We're going to be the place where people want to come and
party. That sounds like a late night drug fueled conversation. Hey, here's what we're going to do.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take all the oil money that belongs to someone else, and we're going to build the biggest Disney World that's ever been, and it's going to be called Brian and Holdy World.
Yeah.
And there's going to be like 10 Disney Worlds, mm-hmm. and if we don't have any land,
best hotels in the world.
That's right, best and the biggest. We're going to go up 170,000 stories in the air, and then we're going to build a space hotel. And that's where you're going to fly
and
from.
Then,
and then... Oh, shit, I'm late for my job at McDonald's. Yeah, I'm late for my job at Chili's.
Exactly.
And then you work at Chili's for another 4 years and realize the world is not a cocaine stupor. That's the way it is. He said, but he smartly.
Dream big, they say.
Dream big, and they did. Dream big, they say. Things will come true, they say.
Yeah.
I don't have the bank account of the King Prince of Dubai.
Right.
But I've heard that it is just an amazing place. Now, I don't think you can drink there, which, I mean, I guess for me right now, that really wouldn't matter. But I'm sure you can drink there. You've got to be able to drink there. There's got to be places where you drink. You don't host. And so many people go there,
I know,
and they love
so
it.
So many people.
So many people travel to Dubai, and they love it. They have nothing but good things to say. It's amazing. It's beautiful. The things that they've done, the hotels that they've created, the recreation. I mean, they've got the largest indoor snow globe and all kind of bullshit.
That.
Snow globe. I just called it a snow globe.
Yeah, the snow.
The ski thing. Slope. The ski slope. Largest indoor ski slope. And at one time, they had planned the world's largest theme park that did not work out. They actually started building it, but they had Disney, Universal, they had Six Flags, they had all the players lined up to do it all under one umbrella. Like, it was just going to be one huge theme park, you know, 78,000 square miles or something of nothing but rides. And it didn't work. I wish it had. It didn't work out. But the things that they've done are amazing. It is a testament to the human spirit. And the thing, if you can dream it, you can do it. And I guess you just have to have an endless reserve of oil behind you in order to do that. But then, if you had the money, if you had all the money and all the time in the world and all the resources in the world, what would you do? You'd build Dubai. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to thank our new sponsor, Dubai.
Yes, Dubai Airlines.
Dubai Airlines. And Dubai Airlines. I mean, they have the most expensive air ticket, the most expensive ticket in the world. And I have you ever seen the video of the guy who takes the plane flight on the world's first class cabin?
I think I did. It looked amazing.
Imagine a train where you get your own cabin, right, on an airplane. But it has a shower and a bed and a television and a couch and a dinner service. It's an actual cabin. You actually go and close the fucking door and it's your own room. You have a bedroom for one of the longest flights in the world, which I think is like, I don't know, whatever it is, Australia to Dubai or something like that. If you go the other way around the world, I don't know. Who knows? But what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to say here is that they do amazing things over there in Dubai, and I'd love it if they would come on as a sponsor.
Yes.
Speaking of sponsors, go to tcppodcast.com. It's where you can find more information about Chrissy and I. You can read the show notes. Any of the sponsors that we have, all of those codes and special URLs are there on the show notes associated with the episode. You can find those at tcppodcast.com or usually any of the podcast providers that you're listening to, like CastBox or Apple or Google. They usually have the show notes attached with all the links and the special codes. So if you're ever wondering where to find that information, that's where it is. And well, that gives us a good opportunity to talk to you about the new deal that we've got going on. We like to call it, we're upping our sticker game here at TCB Podcast. And here's how it goes. Chrissy and I had this idea. We really like stickers. Stickers are cool. You know, you go somewhere and you get a cool sticker from a band or, you know, a podcast, whatever. You get a cool sticker and you like it. I usually don't stick them on anything. I just keep them like, you know, like over here, you know, I just put the stickers over there. So Chrissy and I and the team, Astrid and Gustavo, are designing a series of stickers. Those stickers will come out in sequential order, one through whatever, probably forever and ever. And we'll change those every month or two, and we'll only order a number of them. So maybe 100 or 200, 250. And when the sticker is gone, the sticker is gone. When number one is gone, it's gone. You go on to number two. When number two is gone, it's gone. And here's how you get the stickers. There's a couple different ways. Chrissy and I are going to be at Memfo Fest on October 1st through the 3rd, 2021. Memfofest.com for more information. We are going to be there. We are going to have a tent set up there. We're going to be roaming the crowd. We'll give away the first two stickers, our Memfo Fest TCB stickers. We'll give those first two away at Memfo. Additionally, if you'd like one of those first two stickers, you can go. You can comment, like, rate, or review on your favorite podcast platform. Apple's preferable, but wherever you are, CastBox is another great one. We're actually partnering partnering with them to go to Menfo. Mm-hmm. So any of those podcast publishers, if you like, rate, review, or leave a comment, including
Spotify,
anywhere.
Podbean,
all of them, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Or youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. When you do that, take a screenshot, send it to 661-BEST-2-YO. 661-BEST-2-YO. If you send that to us with your address and your name, we will send you one or both of those first two stickers. Additionally, and this is the important part, and we think this is a cool way to get people engaged in our sponsors. We'd like you to use our sponsors regardless. They're the people who support the show and make this content available frequently. And who knows, maybe in the future we'll be doing the content more frequently. But we never talk about anything we wouldn't use ourselves. We're not just hawking you shit. We're not going to hawk you get rich quick real estate seminars or pyramid schemes or, you know, dietary supplements or any of that shit.
Yeah.
If you take a picture of any of the products or the services or the receipt from any of the products or services that are sponsors on our show and you send it to 661-BEST-2-YO or info@tcbpodcast.com, that's an email address. If you do that, then we'll also send you a sticker. So those are the ways that you can get the stickers. Or I'm going to give you one final way, and that's leave a message at 661-BEST-2-YO. Include whatever, say whatever you want to say. Just make sure you include your name, your address, and the phrase "best to you." And when you do that, we'll probably play it on the show, and we'll send you a sticker. Those are the ways to collect the stickers.
Yep.
And starting right now. So go and make sure you do that.
Starts now.
Make sure you go and do that. Also on Instagram at The Commercial Break for content you can't get anywhere else. We do appreciate it. So now you got the skinny. Now you got the scoop. Here's the deal. Last episode, or maybe a couple episodes ago, depending on how I feel like I'm going to put these out. It's hard to tell because sometimes I decide to put out episodes in random order, but it just depends on how I feel that particular night when I'm editing. Yeah. But
depends on what episode of 21 Jump Street.
You 21 just got done, Jump Street.
You just got done watching.
You better be there when you're back.
It was a good episode. You're feeling good about
things. Yeah, if I'm
it
was a downer episode. Yeah. That's right. If it was like one of the comedy ones, you know, or like the, you know, the character from Joey DeLuza or whatever his name is yucking it up with the drug dealers. I feel good. If Johnny Depp is in another moody, steamy, attitude-y type shitty, you know, having a shitty day, then I might not feel so good because I just want Johnny to feel good about life. And he doesn't because his dad died. And now he's stuck being a teenager for the rest of his life and showing up at this old abandoned church where they have video games and stuff. For the, you know, he wants to be a real cop and yet he's just like a narc. I'm a narc, man. Meditate, man. Meditate, man. Chill out, dude. Hey everybody, I want to thank DBS Alliance for coming on board as a new sponsor for The Commercial Break. If you've listened to The Commercial Break for any period of time, then you know I am unabashed about telling stories regarding my life. One of the things I've mentioned in the past is that my mother has struggled with mental illness her entire adult life. It led to some tough times in my household when I was a teenager, and I certainly wish it had been less stigmatized then than it is now. It's 2021, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, because one in five American adults may have mental illness. That's about 21 million of us. You shouldn't be ashamed to reach out and ask for help. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States in all age groups, and it can be prevented. Speaking up and asking for help does prevent suicides. And DBS is providing free support groups, wellness tools, and inspirational stories to guide you on your path to holistic mental health wellness. This is what you can do. You can go to dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. That's dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. To learn more about how you can start conversations about mental health and suicide awareness in your community, this is an important conversation and it always has been. And when speaking up and reaching out for help saves lives, it's important to do so. dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. We want to thank DBS Alliance for coming on board as a sponsor and giving these free tools as an important conversation starter. So we decided we were going to, I was going to do something that I told you I was going to do. And that was, if I found the material from Chopper Johnson or 33 Willie or Slowhead or any of the bands that I had been, Slowhead. Slowhead.
That.
Yeah. That did not stand the test of time. I'm just going to let you know that right now. Thank you. Slowhead was not the name that stood the test of time. But what I did do is I found some old material from me singing and playing guitar in a band called 33 Willie. Mm-hmm. I also explained on past episodes that one of our only gigs, we had like three, one of our only gigs was we played at what I referred to as a retirement home, but it was actually a party where someone's parents were out of town. I was 15 at the time. Someone's parents were out of town. And it was like 11:15 in the afternoon. I guess her parents were out of town just in the morning, so we had to get the party done quickly. Everybody took the furniture out of the room or pushed the furniture up against the wall. Mm-hmm. We set up our little stage right there. We set up on the bearskin rug. Yeah. And we quickly scared everybody out of the house.
And then that's when you really felt comfortable letting loose. Sun is up!
Yeah. Sun is up!
Yeah.
Sun is up! Yeah, come on. Set it up.
Come on.
That's my inner Anthony Kiedis. Remember how much I hate Anthony Kiedis? And then I sound like him. It's so bad. Anyway, we've already done this once, and now I still feel so embarrassed.
Oh.
Would you like to hear some additional 33P?
Well, I mean,
while we're at it, we're already in it. We might as well.
I don't know that we're revisiting this.
We're not revisiting. Yeah, we're just going. This is a continuation of the shit show we started on another episode. Okay, here we are at the retirement home, also known as the day party. I'm 15 years old. The band includes.
I think you were doing a good job for being 15.
Thank you for lying to me. That's one thing that good friends always do to each other. They lie to make each other feel better. I think the music itself has some redeeming qualities.
It does.
And you got to remember the time. It's 1992.
It took confidence to do that. So.
Yeah, of which we had zero.
Well,
so,
who does when you're 15?
Yeah.
Like, you just don't have confidence.
Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake. Yeah. The guys from Silver Chair.
Just don't think about them.
Okay,
just
I won't think about those guys. I'll think about me.
Silver Chair.
that was a weird band too, mm-hmm. out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So here we are. The band consists of me singing and playing guitar. I think there is another guitarist. I wish I could remember his name. He came in and out. Or someone came in. This is the first guitarist died. The first guitarist he got upset with all the fortune and fame.
It was too much too fast.
I can't take it. I just want to be a high schooler. He turned out to be a narc at the 21 Jump Street. You're under arrest for playing too loud. Here we go. So it's me. It's Dan playing bass. It's Mike. I'm not going to give their last names away because they may not appreciate this whole gig I'm doing right now. But really, the part that you should focus on is the horrible guitar and singing that's coming from my five people.
Horrible.
Okay, here we go. You want to hear us do a cover song, or do you want to hear an original?
Oh, I think I want to hear a cover.
Okay, this is Killing in the Name Of.
Oh, the Rage.
Listen to how
song.
I get the crowd hyped up by yelling, bitches.
Now that sounds like it.
This is it. We can
There's
play.
There's a woo.
We're okay.
There was a woo.
There was a woo. there was a woo.
Because, or was it the dog?
No, there was a woo because someone, once they recognize the song, I think
then
they go,
they're like, yes.
Yeah, they go, oh, that shitty band is now playing a song we actually like. Oh, now they play something we like. They were like, oh, we recognize this song. This is the only time, I'm sure of it, if what I can remember. This is the only time when there's actual people in the room is when we're playing the song. Bitches.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. We're doing all right. Here we go. I'm going to ruin it.
Let me hear you.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm coming in to ruin it any moment.
I bet you sound
now.
Exactly like Zach De La Rocha.
Nope. Not really. Not exactly. We're so hard. Three white boys in private Catholic school. Killing in the name of. It's like that time I was wearing the African Bumbata symbol around. And my black friends were like, nope, do not do that. And I was like, I'm with you. And they're like, yep, but you're not of us. You might be with us, but you're not of us. We highly suggest you stop offending us. You've been cool so far, dude. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Don't start talking black. Don't start acting black. And don't wear the African Bubata symbol around the fucking private high school. There's three of us that are here. We get to own black, not you. Okay. What about public? Don't even go there. Stick to third base.
Our silver chair.
Our silver chair. Go back to your Pearl Jam, man. Here I come. I'm gonna add a little tune here because I don't think Zach did it correctly the first time. So I'm just gonna bring it up a notch. I'm gonna add some vocals to it. Listen to me.
Perfect.
It's hard to top a masterpiece, but Brian finds the icing.
15-year-old Brian.
I'm in the pocket. I found it. I'm in the pocket. Yeah, that's what they call it. Yep, I'm right there. I'm gonna sing it.
Come on!
Zach Scantlin from Puddle of Mud singing Killing in the Name of. And not the young version of Wes Scantlin, the current version of Wes Scantlin. Killing in the Name of.
And now they do what they told ya.
Now you do what they told ya. The fuckers do what they told ya.
You're ad-libbing.
I'm filled with rage. My life is on fire. Don't piss me off, man. I'll drop a couple D-bars on you with this red Stratocaster.
The fuckers do what they told ya. You never do what they tell ya.
I'm going improv. I'll go here, then I'll go there. You never know where I'm coming from. They could be doing what I told you. I could be doing what you told you. Those fuckers could be doing what you told you. You never know.
Bitches.
Listen to BG. He's going. Go, BG, go. Now, I want you to imagine that all those people that were screaming and yelling at the beginning...
have now left.
No, not all of them. It's just the angry white guy standing in front of me like, yeah. But then as soon as we play an original song, everybody's gone again. They're all like, well, that sucks. I didn't really like the way he sung that song. I don't think Zach was singing the song. I think he was screaming in indefinite rage at all the injustice he had experienced in his life. And Brian sang it like a choir. Some of those that want forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that want forces are the same that burn crosses. Those fuckers do what they do, yeah. Come on, you do what you told ya!
Bitch.
Bitches! You know what this told me? Really? This is like a snapshot in time. It told me that even in 1992, we were using the phrase, yeah, bitches. I thought that was a relatively recent term, but I think it's been this saying it for a long time.
Yeah, that's been around for a while.
I made it up.
Tell ya!
James Hetfield from Metallica covers Killing in the Name of. They do what they told you. You want to do what they told you. Master. Let's check it up four registers. Those are dead. Unjustified. goes on your right and it goes out wide. What the fuck, Ryan? What are you thinking? Okay, this song, by the way, goes on forever, so I'm not gonna kill you with nine minutes of killing in the name. I just know it ends as poorly as it began. I get more sing-songy as the song goes along. Those who died are justified killing your right when you know your right.
Like the angry white guy at the front. Like,
sweet cherry pie. We go from killing in the name of the sweet cherry pie by Warren. Sweet cherry pie. Oh, that 33p, they're cooking now. They're on fire.
They are. They are
okay. You make the next call. You want Sugar Boy? Sugar Boy or Sappy Sweet Soul Sunshine? Which modern classic would you like to hear first?
I mean, that's a hard decision.
Well, it's really a win-win.
I mean, it's a win-win.
You can't pick wrong now.
Sappy sweet maple sunshine.
Sappy sweet soul sunshine. Because if you just name it four S's, that's cool.
Let's do that one.
Oh God, that's I was hoping you'd pick the other one.
I almost did.
Okay, I don't even remember what this song sounds like.
Sticky icky.
It's the sticky icky. Sticky icky sappy sweet soul sunshine. This is my Almond Brothers. This is my Almond Brothers voice. You've got my Offspring, my Chili Peppers, my Killing in the Name of, and James Hetfield's voice. And now we're going Almond Brothers. Warren Haynes, really. Okay. Warren Haynes band. I think that's what I was going for.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Fancy. Blues Traveler.
Skinny John Popper.
Skinny John Popper. He's playing. Oh. I almost took the whole studio out.
Okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder where you are. Oh, Kivi, just keep playing Kivi. Kivi. So dramatic.
Oh, yeah, you had to kick it in there.
Dun, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. We could probably could
Where
have taken
are
the,
you?
I don't know. I'm probably hiding under the couch at this point. Like, do I really have to sing this?
Still haven't kicked in yet.
I was just kidding about those lyrics.
Don't be shy. You've gone into Eddie Vedder a
yes.
little bit.
Woo! This is when the lighters broke and people tried to set me on fire. Do you think you could accidentally set on fire and shut up? I'm about to be at second base, dude. I was going to go to second base until you started playing soup and sappy sweet soul shit or whatever. Until you had soul sign shit or whatever the fuck that song is called. You made my girlfriend cry. Not in the good way. In the I woke up at 9 in the morning for this.
Oh,
I'm supposed to be retaking my SATs.
the emotion.
It's there.
Coming through.
Dying yeah. on the street.
Sunny side up.
There is a lot of emotion there. Yeah. I'm like, clearly,
you're busting at the seams. You're 15.
I am busting at the seams and all different seams.
Yes.
I want to be that guy, right? I want to be that guy who's got some talent and who's like, you know, I just want to express myself through music. And right. I'm so awash with emotion about all of the music that I'm listening to.
Yes.
Like if you grew up during that period of time, just like any period of time when you grow up, there's that list of songs, right, that comes out that everybody else around you is feeling the same way about, whether that be angst or, you know, happy or sad or whatever it is, love. Yeah. You all feel the same way about it. It's a thing you have in common, and then you go see the band's live.
I saw the signs.
Opened up my eyes, I saw the signs. Nothing gonna wake me up, nothing gonna go me go wrong.
Yeah.
Jump. 21 Jump Street. So there's that set of songs, and yeah. I'm feeling it just like everybody else does, and just like
yeah, in the 60s and 70s, I'm sure there were a lot of like Bob Dylan imitators and Crosby, Stills, Nash. You know,
tons.
What I mean,
Crosby, Stills, and Nash also had a song called "Sappy Sweet Soul Sunshine," if you recall. That's right. Took the idea. This is actually an old CCR revival tune. Creedence Clearwater. Smoky Sunday morning going to my head. I don't even know what that means. Okay. Oh, maybe that means I'm smoking a lot of pot on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Which would have been probably correct.
Accurate.
Yes. I should have smoked before I come here. Maybe I would have sung better.
Were you going back and forth on the microphone?
Yes.
Too, like holding it? Were you holding
it? And
the
I'll do anything as long as I'm with you. Oh, yeah. I was dramatic. Yeah. I was feeling it, mainly because there was no one else there. There was no stage to fall off of at that time.
And I wasn't drinking. Not yet.
That would come years later. I was just practicing for my eventual. Oh my God, this goes on for another 6 minutes. What could I possibly be singing about for another 6 minutes? Okay, let's go on to another one because I think you get the gist of that song. Mm-hmm. How about one more?
We'll do one more, and then we got to do...
Oh, yeah, then I'm going to get to Will. Then I want to let you listen to what a real man sounds like when he's singing. What a real man sounds like when he decides to take his emotion and put it into his craft and passion. The man mm-hmm. of all... A man, a renaissance man,
he
if you will.
He is a
but,
renaissance
but
man.
But first, let's hear someone who's clearly never...
Opposite.
Yeah, there's nothing renaissance about this.
Renaissance minus.
Blow your face off, man! These guys are awesome!
It's noon.
Yeah. It's 12:15 in suburban Atlanta, Georgia, and somewhere a guitar rocks my face off. They were known as 33 Penis. Slowhead, if you don't mind. And a lucky three people got to witness what went down that day. There could have been more, but they all stood outside going, wow, Dave, they wanted to play. What do you want me to do? Did you think about getting a CD from them or something? I don't think they had a CD. They said they were going to play party tunes.
No woolly bully here.
No. No daft Prince touch here. You won't hear Purple Rain in this set, no siree, Bob. Killing the name of sing-songy like a hymn at church. That's Brian Green's vocals. The voice of a generation.
Oh, yeah.
Silenced. Silenced by the big media corporations. Left-wing media. I think this just might be an instrumental, too. Oh, wow. Listen to the breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you guys.
sound like you're 15, so that's good. You sound like you're 16.
More like 7, 8. Ra la ra la la la. Okay, it's just bad. We know it's just bad. It turned out to be bad. It was never good. I never claimed it was good. It was really bad. If you'd
you
like
tried.
To, if you'd like to hear more 33 Penis, you are welcome to write into the commercial break. There are 22 songs, of which we've played 6. We'd be happy to revisit some of this. Mm-hmm. And when I get a hold of some Chopper Johnson material, that one's a little more tricky because I didn't write a lot of that music. I wrote the lyrics and sang, but I did not write all the underlying music, right? Where I think most of these songs were either written by all three of us, or maybe in some cases I brought the idea, or Dan brought the idea, or even Mike, I'm sure, had a few ideas too. Like it matters. Like anybody's fighting for the copyright.
I'm sure Mike had a few ideas too.
Mike has texted me and he's like, let me know when you play that, man. I'm going to tell the guys at the office. We're going to have a good chuckle. At least Mike was playing well.
He was.
At least Dan had the bass going.
Yeah.
I was doing it. Sonny, turn up! Killing in the name of! Killing in the name of!
Oh, you tried.
I'm the only guy in the world that turned a Rage Against the Machine cover into a Red Hot Chili Peppers funk tune sung by James Hetfield from Metallica. Dancing like the guy from Creed with one leg up on the amplifier. Little 15-year-old penis bulging through my crotch rocket jeans. Sonny, shut up!
And your Doc Martens.
Oh, yeah, those Doc Martens kicked everybody right out of the door. I can promise you at most 5 people were in there listening.
That was good.
Yeah. Now listen, the guy Will the Champ, I call him Will the Thrill. He's part of our sack pack here.
Yeah.
A clear ripoff from Howard Stern, but it was his idea, actually. I like the idea. There's a sack pack, mm-hmm. and Will is one of them. He's a competitive eater. He's a big boy. We love him because he's a super fan of the show, and he's always sending
he's
in ideas.
Too.
Yeah, he's always sending in ideas, and he's always communicating with us. We like Will very much is the point. And after we had Will on our show, he's actually our first caller, I think. And after we had him on our show, he reached out to me and he said, hey, Brian, here's a couple of other ideas you might want to use for the show. And I heard your Reggaetoni is the name of an episode where we highlighted bad singers, which is how this whole episode came about in the first place. I said, if I ever find that material, I'll be sure to play it. If I'm making fun of other people singing, you got to hear mine because mine's just as bad. Right. And so Will said, if you'd like to hear some of my singing, here it is. And after further investigation, I actually found a couple songs. So there's one R&B song and there's one rap song. The rap song is more of like a novelty rap song. He's singing about competitive eating. He's like challenging other people. It's like a throwdown. It's like a rap battle, right?
Yes.
So do you want to hear that as shorter, or do you want to hear the R&B song right off the bat? And I'm going to tell you right now, he sings very good.
Let's go R&B.
Let's go R&B. Yeah, here it is. It's called Walk On By. And I think it's supposed to be like kind of a feel-good song.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that I could remember the name. Hold on. I'm going to find this information because I think it's really important that I do. Give me 1 second. Walk On By, Walk On By, Will. Let me see here. I'll find it in a second because I want to make sure that I give credit where credit is due. But this is Will, and he's singing with another lovely young lady. Ready for this?
Yes.
Sounds like when you go into Epcot Center. Remember you go to Epcot Center and they have that music playing? And it's like, dew,
yes.
Dew. It's fun. It reminded me of Instantaneous. It got good feelings about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little like that, like new agey Prince kind of vibe.
I'm so proud I found the courage to walk by your side.
Oh, that's a legit singing voice right there.
Yeah, it is.
Stop you. if you spread your wings and fly. Walk on by, walk on by.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is good. Like,
that sounds
great. It may not be your cup of tea, but you clearly have to identify that there is some talent here.
I'm dancing.
Right? I got walk on by, walk on by, walk on by, walk on by.
You can take this as your own.
Walk on by, walk right on by. Oh, this is Wendy Elaine Wright. Wendy Elaine Wright. I'll put a link to it on our show notes. Yeah. I want to give her credit where credit is due because she did give us permission to play this on the show. So here comes Will. This is Will the Champ, the guy who calls our show. This is listen to him.
There comes a time and place in your life.
Yeah. Wow.
We must stand up and fight the good fight.
What the fuck, man?
He sounds amazing.
He's got to be, there's a time, how in your love, when you gotta stand up and walk on by.
Yeah.
He's got that silky smooth R&B voice.
Mm-hmm.
I should have taken that angle. Killing in the name of, killing in the name of, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me, no.
You should have told me to get that angle.
Motherfucker won't do what you tell me, no.
Uh-huh. And it might be hard and you feel like dying. Just keep on trying.
Oh, he's trilling at the top. What is going on with this guy?
Why is he
a competitive eater? He should be like
a singer.
He should be making music and putting it out on Spotify. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on trying.
Walk on by. Walk on by.
Don't
cry! When you need a helping hand, here and now and in the end, I'm proud to say you are my friend. I always have my soul in
you.
Jesus, Will.
I mean, really.
God, he puts me to shame.
He does. Right? He's making me look bad.
Oh, he goes, he does. She agrees.
He's making me look bad.
That is really fucking good, man. I mean, I don't know why he thought that was content for the show. He's just a show off. He just wanted to. He's like,
this is my bad stuff.
You want to get a good chuckle? This is like laugh a minute.
This is bad.
It's hard to laugh at this. unless you just heard the 33 I'm sure glad I did it this way and not the other way around, because then I would have been totally embarrassed. I would have never pressed the play button. That's for sure. That shit is good. That shit is good, man. Uh-huh. You want to hear his little rap real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. This is his competitive eating rap. We'll put a link to that song if you want to listen to it. Here's a competitive. Here's a competitive eating rap.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Who's here?
The champ is here?
Me?
The champ is
I am here. All right.
The champ is here.
This is a warning
shot. The champ is
here.
It's
out there.
All the competitive eaters out there.
All the competitive eaters out there. You're going to have the shits for days.
That's awesome.
20 wings, 20 minutes, 20 hours on the toilet bowl.
You think you're better than me? You're probably right. But I wrote this for you anyway. Here we go.
Oh, he's throwing down. Who knew they had beef in the competitive eating world?
Oh.
Hey, yo.
I like the congos.
I like the congos.
To the wings. Now I bust out 10 concerts a year.
Is that Will?
That's Will.
What?
That's Will.
I thought it was ludicrous.
Is that a ludicrous song? The champ is here?
No, but it kind of sounds like ludicrous.
Oh, yeah. And to my knowledge, he's a white guy. To my knowledge. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to make assumptions about his heritage, but at least that's the way it looks to me. And I've watched quite a few reality shows with him on it.
Just feeling really hungry. Step up to the table when the conscious find the groupie to hump me.
Step up to the table.
Step up to the table when the champ is hungry. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Nice.
Look out. I'm going to eat your children.
Fried dinner, you stuff in your face. I've been declared the winner. What? I've been starving out the womb, but I'm coming to your city dominating since 2 June. And y'all just jelly, man, cause it's me and not you on the telly. In front of 1 million people feeding my belly. When it's over, call the street troopers out like Nelly.
Y'all just jelly cause I'm hanging out with 1 million people on the telly. Yeah.
Big Will Champ.
Here's what I think about Will. I think Will's one of these guys who needs to focus in on one thing. And he probably, I mean, I don't claim to know Will at all. I don't know. But I mean, like, he's clearly got some talent.
Yeah.
Let's put aside the competitive eating for a second. Okay, that's a talent for a minute until, you know, you have end up at the fucking gastroenterologist taking your colon out.
Yeah.
Right? Because that can't be good for you over a long period of time. But the guy's got an R&B. Okay, the rap is good, right?
Yeah.
It's clearly a novelty rap.
I really like
rap.
The rap. Yeah.
But the R&B song is really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
That guy had some talent, or has some talent. I don't know when that song was put out, but he has some talent.
He's got charisma.
He does. We should get him on the phone to talk about that. Yeah. Maybe we'll do that on a future episode.
Yeah.
We'll get Will to talk about it and get him to talk about his competitive I want to ask him more about the competitive eating thing, mm-hmm. because I find that extraordinarily interesting. How those guys get into shape, how they train, what happens to him afterwards, what happens to him during. You know, to me, I watch those competitive eating things and I'm always interested, but then about halfway through I'm like, holy shit, I feel like I'm gonna throw up, because watching them eat like that makes me feel sick. Mm-hmm. You know, the older I get, the less tolerant I am of large meals. Is that true of you too?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, like, yeah, I used to be able to take down, you know, like a 24 ounce steak in a minute, you know, like,
right. Well, I don't like to feel that full anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Me neither. Mm-hmm. And you know, I also always had a lot of cocaine around to just make me throw up that meal right afterwards.
Right.
Here's a fun fact about cocaine. Don't have a big meal before you take cocaine, because it's coming back up. It's coming back up.
True.
For sure. Oh, no, that's the sign we have to go.
Big Will
the Champ. Killing in the name of.
Killing
in the name of.
Sounds fuck like it could be a gospel song.
Fuck you won't do what you tell me. Fuck you won't do what you tell me. Fuck you won't do what you tell me. Fuck you won't do what you tell me.
Bing, bing, bing,
hey,
ding, ding,
come
ding.
On, bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have gone that route.
Ah, yeah. That's it. Dude, come on, bitches. How inappropriate. Oh, Brian. Excuse it all. We all have a past. That happens to be mine. Plenty more where that came from. That happens to be mine. Plenty more where that came. Now you see why I got so into drugs. I knew it wasn't going anywhere. I was like, just drowning myself in foolery. If you'd like to hear more of that, please, you know, give us an email, give us a comment, whatever, and we'll, whatever. Hey, listen, if you want to hear something on the commercial break, if you find, like, something that you're interested in hearing us talk about, something on YouTube, something on the television, just some topic in general that you think might be good for the commercial break that's not political, no one cares, it's boring, we're all bored, there are plenty of people you can go hear that information from, we don't want to talk about it. We could, but you don't want to hear our opinion on it. We don't have any opinions on that show.
anything though, really.
Anything. Yeah,
it would
just
be fun.
Send us an email, info@tcbpodcast.com. Here is where you get the first and the second edition TCB Memfo stickers. You can meet us at Memfo October 1st through the 3rd. Go to memfofest.com for more information on tickets. More information on tickets. That's going to be held in Memphis October 1st through the 3rd. Thanks for pointing that out, but don't worry about that button. We didn't just record the whole episode to be thrown away. One of the buttons said, you stop recording. Don't worry. I got a recording here and over there. Okay. Memfofest.com is where you find information, where you can find tickets to Memfo. If you're going to be there, please let us know. 661-BEST-2-YO. That's best.
2-YO. The MTV
yo.
Raps.
Yeah, that's right. 661-BEST, the number 2, and YO, the word. If you send us a screenshot of you liking,
send us anything,
reviewing, and rating our podcast on any single platform, give us your address and that screenshot, and we will send you the first and the second edition TCB Menfo sticker. You can also leave us a message at that same number. Make sure you include your address and your name and the phrase "best to you," and we'll send you those stickers, or take a screenshot of you with a product or service or a receipt from any of our sponsors, and you can get that first and second series
sticker. If you're using BetterHelp, don't actually take a screenshot of your personal information. Like,
oh, no,
help.
No. Yeah, don't be an idiot. Don't send us your therapy transcripts. Don't be an idiot. Yeah, just, you know what to do. We don't have to tell you. You're smart enough to figure it out.
Yes.
Okay, go to tcbpodcast.com for more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, which words were... It's... So still embarrassed. Yes. I can't talk. Okay, let me try again. Go to tcbpodcast.com. Find out more about Chrissy and I. That's where you can find all the information about the show and the specific episode, any of our sponsors, any of the links we talk about in the show notes. And follow us on Instagram at TheCommercialBreak, YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Subscribe, comment on any of our videos, and we will send you stickers also. It's sticker game time, kids. Let's get it on. Yeah. You want our stickers? I'm going to tell you what. These are good-looking stickers.
They are. They're
wait
great.
Till you see these. Yep. They're so good-looking. I can't wait to show them to you. Okay. Now, is there anything else we got to cover today?
I think that's it.
Is that it?
I think that's
it. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you best out to there y'all. In the podcast universe. Until next time, we must say bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Cano.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's better. And then turn your
like
head.
Like it's in my eye.
Yeah.
Hey, doesn't work. One-eyed.
One-eyed Hoadley. I'm one-eyed Hoadley. Okay, now turn your head and talk to me. Because I think that's
yeah.
Where, yeah, I think
hello?
That's where I was losing you. Yeah, that's
hello?
Better.
Hello?
Yeah, that's better. I just think yeah. It needs to be a little closer to you. Okay,
I
no, it's good
so
right
too.
There. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just trying to get out of my eye.
One-eyed Hoadley.
Arrgh. Like Goonies.
Oh, my God.
One-eyed Willie.
Funny. One-eyed Willie. Oh, my God. Team keeps coming back around. Nico's trying to tell us something.